Well, hey there, you were listening to episode 37 of Successful Bodyworker Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Mayfield, creator and founder of Successful Bodyworker, where helping and healing therapists always comes first. This is your number one show that talks solely about the self-care and longevity of the massage therapist and bodyworker. Whether you practice Ashiatsu, chair massage, deep tissue relaxation, does not matter to me. I will have the tips and tricks to help you stay in the game for the long haul so you can keep doing what you do best, which is working on clients, of course. How in the heck are you? I hope you've been doing well through the current state of the world right now. If this is your first time here, welcome. And to those of you coming back month after month, you know I love each and every one of you. If this episode seems to help you in any way, please share it so it can help other therapists in need. And feel free to leave a 5-star review because it helps that much. Today, we are going to be doing something a little bit different. A few times a year, I want to start going back through the back catalog of past episodes to kind of dust off a few gems that were crazy, crazy popular and still have value even a year later. So for this month, we will be revisiting two episodes, the first in which is a topic today that I believe is vital to massage therapist body mechanics and conversely, isn't covered a lot. In fact, I don't hear it talked about by anyone in school right now, or in the world of massage therapy for that matter. I will stop teasing you. The first vault episode is abdominal bracing, and it is so important because having intra-abdominal pressure will protect your spine, and that is perhaps one of the best gifts that bracing will give you among many other benefits. It can protect your spine from the harm of bad habits, falls, and even punches to the gut. This is perfect timing because I have just released a brand new YouTube video on bracing as well, so go check out this episode's show notes and watch this video at www.successfulbodyworker.com/post-37. Without further ado, I will hand you over to my handsome self from a year ago. Let's get into it. So guys, what is bracing? What would you do if you were about to get punched in the stomach? Hopefully your answer would be to quickly be reflective and tense up your gut to protect your organs and your spine, right? The type of inner pressure that we create to get punched is the type we want around our spine to provide it with the most protection. It isn't much different than wearing a weightlifting belt to protect your lower back from injury. The belt is effectively bracing your spine from harm, but you have an inner defense mechanism already built in, i.e., your abdominals. Your internal obliques, external obliques, rectus abdominis, diaphragm, erectors, lats, pelvic floor, transverse abs will all contract to form a shield around your spine. I make this analogy all the time. Imagine you have this 100-pound weight, right? You drop it on a twig. The twig breaks into a billion pieces, probably, but if you take said 100-pound weight and you drop it on a tree trunk, the tree trunk is going to stay stable and not crack, right? So this is the type of stabilization that we want, especially for doing deeper work, lifting limbs, lugging our tables back and forth for traveling clients, all that stuff. You want to apply this same concept to the strength training program that I have created as well. So now we know all that goes into the function and anatomy of bracing. Now let's focus on how to do this properly. When you get done with the podcast episode, what I want you to do is get yourself a normal belt that you would wear around your pants, fasten it around your navel so that you can stick the width of two fingers in between the belt and your abdomen. Now from here, push out your abdomen so that you have filled out the belt entirely. You have now just effectively braced. What I want you to do from here is now brace to 100% capacity. This may make your head hurt, but it's normal, guys. It will kind of bring your blood pressure up slightly with the maximum compression. But in terms of everyday use in the treatment room, a good amount of use is about 50 to 70%. And bracing is also very much task dependent. You wouldn't use all of your strength to just walk down the road to get your mail, right? Just like you wouldn't brace at all to lift up a 200-pound sandbag. The amount of use you will likely be able to use will automatically adjust to the activity you are doing. But think about kind of bracing prior and have your nervous system kind of be ready for what you're about to do.
I also want to talk about the difference between bracing and hollowing. You will hear a lot about hollowing from physical therapists and yoga instructors. Bracing and hollowing are not the same thing. In fact, they're the exact opposite. With abdominal hollowing, you are bringing your belly inwards towards your spine. You will hear it referred to as things like vacuuming. I'm not at all saying that the abdominals being hollowed was inherently a bad thing, but you know, as this can develop the transverse abs, but this won't protect your spine. If anything, we are strengthening, you know, all the abdominal muscles. You help the transverse abs, but if all you're doing is hollowing, this could lead to imbalances and more pain, and I will mention why. There was a study conducted in 1999 by a team of scientists, including Paul Hodges, that wanted to see how the various trunk muscles responded in 14 different test subjects with or without lower back pain. That's the key point, so listen in. They put these individuals through a series of limb movements at varying speeds and concluded that the transverse abdominals and obliques fired first in fast movements. But the odd thing was that the same muscles didn't respond much at all for the subjects with lower back pain. So you can see where this is going probably. This is how the trend of hollowing began. Because it really isolates and strengthens your transverse abdominals, it was thought that this would help lower back pain. All it actually ended up doing, of course, was shut off your internal and external obliques and the rectus and focus solely on the transverse. For lower back stability, you need to have all of these things working together to protect your spine. So this just ended up doing more damage than good. For a healthy spine, I truly believe that the spine needs stiffness and rigidity under heavy loads and fast reactive movements. Through the course of your career, these micro movements of your vertebrae can potentially lead to things like disc issues, subluxations, and soft tissue pain. So bracing will build sort of an armor and protect you from pain, and it'll build that armor around your spine. I hope this crash course in bracing helped you to better understand not only what bracing is, but how to effectively brace properly and how it is completely different from abdominal hollowing. And also, please share this episode with another LMT or even someone else that could benefit from the use of abdominal bracing. Have a good rest of your week.
Hey everybody, if you like this episode and you're looking for more of an in-depth solution for injury prevention, strength gain, financial self-care, and limiting self-beliefs, then check out successfulbodyworker.com. This is your number one resource for all things therapist self-care. Inside, you will find in-depth courses, webinars, Q&A calls, and an awesome tribe of therapists that all want to help you achieve the longevity you only thought was possible. Don't wait for an injury or burnout to happen. Level up your strength, self-care, and longevity today with Successful Bodyworker. See you all on the inside.